दुग्धवासं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथिति कृपया श्री गुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्षिते कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गे राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि विषभानुसुते प्रणमामि भक्त्या विहीन अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षेप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गम् कृपामयि त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणाय गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदानय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्राप्यजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयायुहा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि त्वयैवास्मि त्वयैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणन्ति ते दामोदर लीला एट टोल्ड सो मेनी पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्णा नाउ ही हैज बिकम 3.5 years ओल्ड दो ही सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड है because but he has forgotten everything that he is himself God or supreme personality of Godhead and actually he is have some love and affection from his mother as natural in this world. Krishna is not pretending anything or he is not acting like that being supreme personality of Godhead I should do like this not this. Actually what he is feeling, what he is doing in natural way. How he is doing? Yogmaya is helping. By Yogmaya Krishna has himself forgotten these things and also Yashoda Maiya and all the Brajavasis, even the peacocks of Vrindavan, deers of Vrindavan, lakhs time have more knowledge than Brahma. They can create Brahma also, but by the Yog Maya all has forgotten. They are not any Baddha Jeeva or Mukta Jeeva, not a liberated soul. What they are?
Eternal
associate. In two ways, either expansion of Krishna himself or expansion of Srimati Radhika. And they are they have also forgotten everything. For example, I may set an example. How anyone can love Krishna? As I was reading Brihat Bhagavatamritam, I explain all things from on the basis of Brihat Bhagavatamrita. I used to think Maharaj can come here, very nearer to me. I was thinking, you can come here. Why Draupadi was so affectionate to Krishna? Why? You know? Why Pandavas were so affectionate to Krishna? Why? Then you can have some idea that how Yashoda was so much having so much love and affection for Krishna. Otherwise we cannot. If you are not coming in regular process, from down to up, we cannot have idea. So I am telling very brief that of Draupadi even. Krishna used to say, to tell her, what?
Sakhi.
He used to tell only to Gopi Sakhi. He never told any queen like Sakhi, never to Dwarka anyone. Also not in Mathura, but he told Draupadi likes Sakhi. Why? They can come when Draupadi was not married. When Pandavas were in Hastinapur, then Duryodhana wanted to kill them. Anyhow, they wanted to finished them. They told their father that why Pandavas are here, they are equal to us, you should give him another kingdom or seat and they should be there very happily. You should make any good kingdom and good palace for them. And he told in the year of Dhritarashtra, make a Laksha Griha. Laksha?
A house of lakh.
So burnings. If anyone give anything, matches. At once, whole palace will be burnt. So he told that may, in any forest where there are no so many persons, and at once that fire will finish them. But outwardly he was telling that we are brothers, so divide our kingdom into two parts and he should be given kingdom and Yudhishthira Maharaj should be a Maharaj. Why here? No place in Raj Palace here for them. So very badly they are here. Dhritarashtra was so happy that forever the problem will be solved without anything. He at once did this so, and in the night when the Pandavas were there, any was given fire, and at once, luckily or unluckily, five boys with their mother sleeping on the veranda there were, and they were finished. And Pandavas, with the help of Vidur, they were escaped. And walking here, there, disguised way, they went to Drupad Nagar, the kingdom of Drupad. All Kauravas were so happy, but they were weeping outwardly that Pandavas has been finished, very good, problem has been solved. And Maharaj Dhritarashtra was also
weeping
but
crocodile
tear. So Pandavas were going there. There Drupad has a promise that there will be a feast on the head of any
pillar.
And at the last, in the end of that pillar, there will be chakra, moving wheel. And after that, there will be a feast. Wheel will be moving, and feast will be there. Anyone who will shut the eyes of that feast, seeing in
reflection
in oil, keep the pot was there, and he will see and shoot that. Then, my dear daughter, my darling daughter, I will give him and marry. So, from various places, kingdoms, so many Rajputras, princes and kings were there. Among them Sisupal, Dantapakra, Durjodhan, Karna, Bhisham Pitama, Dronacharya, Krishna himself, Baldev Prabhu, all were invited there, all were assembled there. All were trying their fate that Draupadi is so beautiful and if we can marry him by doing so, oh, we will be very fortunate. So all were practicing. And these five Pandavas in the shape of Brahmin, having choti, khadau, and like Brahman boy, they were there. But they were sitting easily. No movement. Krishna was there also, watching everything. Baldev was also watching. And what will be happen, they know what happened. So, Duryodhan came and he was felt. Durshasan came, felt. Shishupal came, felt. All felt. Bhisham Pitama told that I am going and I will shoot for Duryodhan. Draupadi told, I don't want. I will not accept this proposal that anyone can by proxy they can shoot and I will no. So all were felled. At last Karna stood up and he took his bow and arrow, went to that place and he was seeing oil that
perchance
reflection. And he wanted to shoot, but Draupadi, with no fear, very boldly stood up. I know this Sutpatra, she is not Kshatriya. Who is her mother, who is father, anyone does not know. If he will shoot, even I will not marry her. In any case, he should be any prince, any king, renowned person, but I know that no hair about this person, so I will not marry. At once, Karna was so much offended and he gave up his bow and I will see later on. Why Draupadi was telling so? She has made up her mind. Anyone be so strong, so qualified, but not have a little bhakti to Krishna, I cannot marry him. This was his promise, her promise. I can marry that very devotee who is qualified by all means, having bhakti. Otherwise, all qualities he may have. But not bhakti, I don't want to marry that person. Bogus person. Krishna heard this and became at once moved, and he was melted. And he became of Draupadi. Krishna wants this. And that is why he never forgets Draupadi. And he used to tell her, this was only the trick of Krishna. He never came there. And if he wanted, he can have suited it very easily, more qualified than Arjun. Less and less Arjun cannot be equal to Krishna in this all things. But he was giving chance to Arjun, because Arjun was his very beloved person. He wanted that Draupadi should be married to Arjun. Arjun came at once, and he, in a moment, he did so miracle that anyone could not see that when fish was suited and he fell down to earth. And at once clapping was there. No? And Krishna became so happy. Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadeva, all became happy. Baldev Prabhu became happy. But only the parties of Duryodhan, Shishupal, Dant, Bakra, Jarasandha, they did like this. Here is the glory of Draupadi, that I cannot marry any very qualified person, but I can marry only qualified also and having so much love and affection and service to Krishna. That is why. But these gopis, especially Jashoda and all, are much more lax time than Draupadi also. What is this? Here is telling how Jashoda used to love Krishna. Sometimes Draupadi, thinking that Krishna is Lord of Lords, he always nourishes us and protects us and saves us. So he is supreme personality of God. So sometimes holding like hands, O Prabhu, O Prabhu, like this. But Jashoda never did like so. Any gopi? Never. Never. If Krishna wanted to show their appellants to gopis, then they joke with Krishna. But not like Arjun and Draupadi too, with folding hands praying. Never they did. They always knew that Krishna is our beloved. They used to control Krishna even. So here, Sukadeva Goswami, being very happy, he's telling to Parikshit Maharaj, I want that anyone should love Krishna like Maya Jashoda, Mother Jashoda. How? Ekada Krishna Dasesu Jashoda Geha Nandini Karmantarna Yuktasu Nirmamantra Saindari. I have told that story, that how Jashoda was churning that dadhi means cord. One day he sent her all maid servants. At that day was Deepavali. Deepavali means Deepavali Utsav. In India, it is a very big festival there. At that day, lakhs and lakhs devotees will go to Govardhan and they will give pradeep to Govardhan everywhere. Lakhs and lakhs pradeep. And next day there will be Govardhan Annakoot Mahotsav. Last year, fortunately, we were there and we did this festival. So he sent all these dasis. They went. Only Jashoda was there. He took the vessel of curd person she was chanting like this. Krishna was sleeping in Brahma Muhurta, that was about 4, and he was sleeping. Yashoda was so much absorbed in singing and chanting. She was singing. She was remembering the pastimes of little boy Krishna. How he was playing here, there, and what he was doing. To going in the houses of gopis, stealing
butter
and everything. How sweet pastimes he was doing. And singing, Govinda Damo Arjaveti. Kalesam ghatatandulanscha sanghantayanto musalai pramugdha gayanti gopya janita nuraga govinda damo govinda damo. Not only Yashoda, grihe grihe gopabadhu samuha. In all surrounding houses, all the gopis, like the same way, chanting dadhi and singing like this, Govinda damo dadavare. Whole sky, over whole bridge, by this sound was what? Everywhere. Echo was going everywhere. So combine tune of all the gopis with churning sound and with their tangled sound like karthal and mridanga. So melodious that Krishna woke at once. Where this sound is coming from? Also at that time so many gopis were teaching their parrots. What? Oh Sukh, you should tell like me. Follow me, follow me. And they were also with these gopis. They were telling Govinda Damo Dharma Yati. Govinda Damo Dharma Yati. Krishna says here, mother, when he woke. Krishna cannot stay anywhere if anyone singing like this. He will be thousand and thousand miles, lakh miles away from that place. Krishna may be sleeping, but he cannot sleep. He will have to come there. So his mother was singing, how Krishna can sleep there? So he at once left that way and weeping. Damodar is himself, Govindi is himself weeping to hear this song and to go to her mother. So he very hardly, he was very little boy, so very hardly with very good adventure means anyhow he came down from the high bed by the help of his stomach and he came down, was thinking, so okay, you can come here with mridanga. You can come here with Krishna came and he was weeping. Damodar was weeping by hearing Damodar name. He wanted to take breast milk, so he was loudly weeping. And he was like a nature of boy. He was doing like this,
rubbing his eyes
with kajal and water, both mixed, and coming like Ganges and Jamunas here. When kajal was here, more blackly and more beautiful he was. He was coming nearer, but Yashoda was quite absorbed in singing, knowing nothing is in the world. And Krishna came very nearer. Jani jani ha, gitani tat bali charitani cha, dadi nirmanthane kale smaranti tanya dhavat. Yashoda was remembering the pastimes of Bal Gopal. And he was making new poetry, new kirtan song, and used to do like this. In India I have seen that any woman has not gone ever to school, don't know A, B, C, D, R, K, K, G, G, but they can make new poetry at once. They are in born poets. So Yashoda Maiya had never gone to school and she was making new very beautiful attractive songs at once. So Komang Basa, how beautiful was she? Very, very fine cloth, Reshmi, mani silken. At that time, India was in very top of all arts and everything. Everything was so much. They can, by their arrows and bow, they can make cloud and water will come. Even fire will come. By the mantra, in their bow as arrow, serpent will come. Sometimes more will come. So many things. No cloud, nothing, but they will. And they can do everything. They can make Shiri.
A staircase.
From heaven to earth. Anything they can do. So Yashoda was wearing very fine silken sari. Prithukati tate vibhrati natta sutram sutranattam. His rest west so thin like lion. And breast very
white.
So beautiful that you can imagine by that Krishna is so beautiful coming from her womb. So beautiful. Tears were coming when she was singing these songs. Astasaptik Kampa, Romancha, Asru, Pulak, all were coming. Hair standing like Kadamba flowers. Heart melting, everything. And she was doing so by this, sweats were coming. In morning, even at time of 4, it may be that time in Kartik month, some cold temperature, but even sweats like puddles, had come in. No? Karapigalita malati nirmimanta. There was multi mala here. And one, by doing so, they were falling and they were falling. Krishna saw that my mother is absorbed in singing my all these things. He came nearer, more nearer, and was weeping loudly, loudly, louder and louder, more louder, loudest. But she was not hearing. So we should be observed in the time of kirtan, no? Like Yashoda. Then Krishna will hear. Otherwise we are singing Hare Krishna, Hari Haraye Nama Krishna, Jadavaye Nama, Jadavaye Madhavaye. And watching, looking after all the audience that, oh, all are charming or not. And if I will see that somewhat they are charming, then I will dance like this. If there is more bigger
audience.
And no audience, nothing. What is this? This is not kirtan. Actually not kirtan. This is not kirtan. Or kirtan should be like this. Observe. Who is hearing? Not Krishna is hearing. Only we will have to see. Not to make here of all any audience, but for Krishna. Krishna should hear. And if Krishna is pleased, everything is okay. And if Krishna is not pleased, and all audience will clap so much, oh, very good, very good. Nothing is there. So we should be observed like Yashoda if we want to love and to serve Krishna. So she was so much observed. Krishna at once came nearer and he catch hold of
churning
stick. And with his own right hand he took the bell of Mother Yashoda. Why you are doing so? I'm so hungry. You should give your
breast.
I want to take milk. Yashoda saw that who is here, at once he took Krishna in his lap and began to suck. And he began to suck the of Krishna hair. And he took his bell of. He covered and he gave her best to Krishna. Now Krishna was happy and with his santushta hokar ke peene lage. With his satisfaction, he began to choose
shakit.
Grihitva dati manthanam nyadat prasidet pratimavahan. And then at once Yashoda was seeing that a meal pot kept on the fire to become curd was there and some heat was more and that is why it was selling on the fire. Yashoda saw. He knew that this milk is thinking like this, that I wanted to serve Krishna, but I see here that there is a very big problem. Mother Yashoda has ocean of milk in her breast. Even that ocean, Karnab Desai, Viju Khirob Desai, may dry, but Yashoda milk never dry. But on the other hand, Krishna, this stomach is more bigger than lakhs and lakhs world can come in this. So big appetite. So milk of the what? Khirodasai, Khirodsad, Khirod the ocean, will not quench the thirst of Krishna. So milk is thinking, very big ocean, endless ocean of milk is in Yashoda breast, and Krishna appetite is so weak that whole world can come in this, but never will be full up. So Krishna, how to, he will take me, accept me? So I should die. Any devotee thinks like this, if I cannot serve Krishna, no use of our keeping life. Narottam Thakur is telling like this, Gorapahu na bhajiya mainu prema ratana dhana helaya herai adhane jatana kari dhanate aginu apana karma phale apane dubinu keva ki keno vaja chaya pran ki sukha lagiya Narottam das keno nagelo mariya. Swami Ji, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, with harmonium, waiting just to sing this kirtan. Perhaps there is a cassette of this kirtan. Why I am saving? Why I am living? Why I am not going to die? I have no love and affection for Krishna, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Fish can die if it is taken out of water, and I have no a very particle of love in me for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why I am living? I should die at once. But problem is this, I cannot die. Fish can die at once, but I cannot die because my heart is made of thunderbolt. And thinking this is weeping bitterly. Do we weep like this when we are doing kirtan? Nothing. So with kirtan, when we are doing all kirtan, we should be observed and having these modes in us. Yashoda is doing like that, and his heart is melting. He has all these symptoms of sattvic bhav. Yashoda Sahib, he is so bashful levati, having so much affection. He wanted to pacify that milk, don't worry. I'm just coming, I will save me, you. I will stop my giving milk to Krishna and I will make you qualified to serve you. I will give a chance and Krishna will take you. I will make makhan, ravadi, rasagulla and so many things from that milk. So at once she wanted to keep Krishna away from her lap, and he very easily wanted to keep Krishna there on earth. But Krishna applied his whole strength, being Supreme Personality of Godhead. All Shakti, all power he used there. He took his mouth very strongly, and he catch hold of Yashoda breast here like monkeys with teeth. So Krishna was not ready to give up her mother breast. You know, you remember Putana. He had 10,000 of millions, 10,000 elephants strong. And he tried to get rid of that. And Krishna was easily taking her breast, not using his power, only shocking, very little. But yet he could not get rid of that. And for Yashoda, he used his whole power. And he catch hold very tightly from mouth, from hands, from face, like this. But Yashoda told, oh, be here. Easily. And Krishna saw that very easily. And he said, kept me. So he became angry so much. Like this. Became his where?
Trembling.
His eyes became some reddish. I was not satisfied, and yet my mother did so. Yashoda went to save that milk. Or don't go to fire. Don't burn. I will use it. I will give you chance to serve Krishna. You will serve Krishna. So this is like Guru. Guru gives chance to his disciples. Any very qualified Vaishnava gives chance to serve Krishna. Or the very qualified disciples, those who are senior, they gave chance to other junior disciples, God brothers. Oh, I am today so ill. You can go and serve. Out of pity they have done, out of mercy. If anyone doing that, you should see that he is so high devotional service. Yashoda can do. Gopis can like do. Rupa Goswami can do. We can see that Govinda, the servant, he used to do like this. You know the name of Jagadananda Pandit? How he used to serve. We can have all the examples in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes. Everything completed. So Yashoda went at once and he gave water. What is the meaning? That don't weep. And with her, well, with water he washed the tears of devotees. Don't weep. Don't try to give up. I will give you chance. So this is the behavior of high qualities of Uttam Bhagavata are like Mother Yashoda. Sometimes she gives chance to Rohimaya, to others, all neighbors, mothers, that they should serve my Krishna. And that is why she was giving chance to Putana also. She is so generous. We should also be generous like this. We should try to give chance to other junior Vaishnavas, junior God brothers. Junior Vaishnavas, like this. Then you are generous. Then you can be like them, very qualified. Then Krishna will be so much happy to you. So, Yashoda went there and he pacified milk devotee. Don't weep, don't try to give your life in fire. And with water, sprinkled. And he saved that milk. When she saved the milk and wanted to come again where she was churning, she at once saw that Krishna is not there. Where he has gone? She saw that all the curds have come out from that vessel. How it came? She saw no broken anywhere. She came nearer. What Krishna did when mother went to pacify that milk? Krishna was so angry. She was not satisfied. So like boys naturally, she wanted to give lesson to her mother. Oh, you have not given milk and you have gone there? So Krishna was not satisfied from upside, it seems. But what is the real fact there? Here, Anna Abhilashita Shunyam, apply this slok. Anna Abhilashita Shunyam, Jnana Karma Dhanabhritam, Anukullena Krishnanu Silanam Bhakti Uttama. What is bhakti? To please Krishna. The cultivation of our all activities only to please Krishna. By through body, mind, speech and mental movements, modes. It goes up to Mahabhav, beginning from Shraddha and up to that. When we are in sadhana, two more adjectives should be there. Anna Abhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Adi Anabhritam. When we are practicing bhakti, cultivating our bhakti by body, mind and speech, by modes of mind, that is prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, all these things. Then it is uttama bhakti. But when in this world, not uttama bhakti will be done. If there is anyabhilash and covered by jnan, karma, yog and all other things. So in this world, up to bhav, there is some mixture of all these things. Anyabhilash, jnan and karma. So it is very hard to be in uttama bhakti, pure bhakti,